Hi, Brandon Utley here with Go for Launch, and today I want to talk about a new online tool that I love for content creation. It's called Phrase, F-R-A-S-E, over at phrase.io. The system uses artificial intelligence with dramatic and useful results. Phrase excels really in four specific ways to help marketers create better content. The first feature is called Content Briefs. And when you search for a keyword phrase, the system will create a content brief, which is essentially a very detailed overview that summarizes the results of that particular search query from the top 20 search results. And each content brief lists the top sources for that keyword, along with related topics, summaries of each of the topics, key statistics that are mentioned, for example, and also links. It's like having your own personal research assistant who will do all this heavy lifting for researching a topic for you, and it works so fast it will blow your mind. The second feature in Phrase is content optimization. You start by pasting a link to either an article you've written or from somebody else. Phrase will analyze it and give you very precise information on how to modify the article to better rank on Google. Of course, if you're analyzing someone else's article, you're going to want to just use that initial article as a starting point of reference, not to merely modify what they wrote, which could get you into trouble, but to expand on that topic. Take that as a, again, baseline and do better. The third feature in Phrase is media monitoring. As this suggests, that it allows you to get an up-to-date stream of blog posts or news articles on topics you're interested in. Phrase will suggest those publishers or the sites that you should follow, or you can go in and add your own as well. The fourth feature is content curation. With this feature, you can quickly use Phrase to curate and compile information that you can then share through an email newsletter or on your website. So for example, if you like to round up stories of interest for your audience or your prospects and customers, this is a great way to do it. Currently, Phrase directly integrates and allows you to share those curated newsletters or documents, if you will, in different ways. You can copy and paste, of course. You can create a link that can be shared, export a PDF, but you can also directly publish to things like WordPress, MailChimp, HubSpot, and a few others. Those are the big four features that I love about Phrase. Again, I encourage you to check it out at Phrase, F-R-A-S-E.io. I'll link that to the show notes here on Anchor and every other podcast platform you may be listening to on this. And I'd love to see what you think. Go check it out. Thanks again for listening, and we'll talk to you soon. Hi, Brandon Utley with Go for Launch here, and today I want to geek out and talk about why I think RSS feeds are still awesome. The lowly RSS feed has been around a long time, more than 20 years to be exact. Originally dubbed the RDF site summary, the RDF, by the way, stood for Resource Description Framework, it was introduced in March of 1999. And it evolved into RSS, which now stands for either Rich Site Summary, or my preference, Really Simple Syndication. Really Simple Syndication. It's essentially a geeky way for websites to publish frequently updated information like blog posts, news headlines, or episodes of audio or video, such as the podcast you're listening to. And when publishers of content use RSS feeds, this under-the-hood, you know, code, they allow anybody that has an RSS reader, a piece of software, to subscribe to that feed. So whenever they publish anything new, it'll automatically show up in all these readers out there. So just forget the techno speak for a second and think of it as the ability to create your own virtual newspaper or magazine. You can literally subscribe to as many of these feeds as you want, depending on your appetite for content. I personally blame Google for a big decline in the popularity of RSS feeds when they killed off their free Google Reader software in 2013. I guess they thought RSS wasn't going to be around much longer and wasn't worth supporting. Ah, au contraire, it's still around. Personally, I've adopted another RSS aggregator, if you will, called Feedly at feedly.com, and I've been happy with it ever since. I use their paid version, which is $5 a month, and well worth it. There are a bunch of other alternatives, and some are free. There's another one I sometimes use that's really nice called Panda at usepanda.com. That's a more of a browser-based RSS reader, if you will. Now, I subscribe to many business publications and blogs. My benefits of doing so are to keep up with relevant news and articles related to marketing, as well as any topics specific to industries that my particular marketing clients are in, whether that's healthcare or what have you. Feedly makes it really easy for me to quickly scan through dozens of feeds. I do this regularly in order to bookmark useful headlines, come back to read them later, and then share many of them on social media. I think most people in business can benefit from curating information that's pertinent to their role, and RSS feeds are still a very effective way to do this, even if the technology seems a little dated. Thanks so much for listening. Again, I'm Brandon Utley with Go for Launch, and I'll see you next time.